Om Shanti. So today we have Sister Suman with us. Let's welcome her by wave your hand. Anybody is there who doesn't know her? Yeah? Of course. She's a very renowned personality, National Coordinator of Education Wing, Senior Raj Yoga Teacher and Program Coordinator at Gyan Sarovar. Since childhood, she has been practicing Raj Yoga meditation, and she is a beautiful amalgamation of love and law. Now is the time to revise yesterday's Avyakt Murli. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So enjoyed yesterday's Murli. Enriching and empowering. Right? It was so powerful. Baba plays all the roles. He is our father, teacher, Sadguru, and also a psychologist. Right? Of course, he's a dobhi, he's a doctor, he's a surgeon, he's everything. But along with that, he is a very clever psychologist, I can say. Because in yesterday's Murli, Baba was playing a perfect role of a psychologist. First, Baba lifted us, right? You remember what you are, right? He uplifted us, reminded us of what we are, right? What are we? The holiest, highest, and the richest, right? Yeah, I'll come to that as well. Yeah. Initially, Baba lifted us, and then Baba says, okay, in order to accumulate those treasures and things, what you have to do? Your connection with Baba has to be accurate. Your remembrance should be accurate. And Baba gave us beautiful techniques to improve our remembrances. Right? And I will take this Murli in three steps. Okay? First, Baba uplifted us, then gave us the technique to improve yoga, improve the remembrance, and then the result of that remembrance, what is it? How can we measure that? Baba gave us two ways to measure. One is contentment, the other is happiness. Right? So how are we going to measure that in our life? So step by step in yesterday's Murli, we'll take that, right? So initially, at the beginning, you know, how did Baba see us? Not as children, not as something very, you know, lower to me, but then Baba saw us as equals, right? Baba told that I'm looking at my companions. I, the world transformer, has come to see and meet my companions. So in first line itself, Baba, you know, uplifted and said that, yeah, we are Baba's companions, right? And we are companions in two ways. In some ways, Baba is my companion. In some things, I am Baba's companion. Right? So in what are the things that Baba is my companion? Baba taking care of me. Okay. In what way? Like, in what are the things that Baba is my companion? There are two things, right? Baba being my companion, I being Baba's companion. Okay? In some things, Baba is my companion, and other things, I am Baba's companion. Right? See, in terms of world transformation, I am Baba's companion. We are all Baba's companion in terms of world transformation, because responsibility of world transformation is Baba's. It's not our individual responsibility. It is Baba's task, and he is the world transformer, and we are just helpers, Baba's helpers. We give just one finger help to lift that big mountain of self-transformation, right? And in what things that Baba is my companion? In ways of self-transformation. In self-transformation, Baba is my companion, because self-transformation is my responsibility. It is my task, right? It is in my hands. And Baba will help me to how much ever I want to transform. It is my decision. It is my choice. If I keep one step of courage, Baba will take me ahead 1,000 steps. Right? But that one step of courage, I have to keep. So Baba is my companion in my self-transformation. And then Baba reminded us of three attainments that Baba is seeing in us. We are the holiest of all, right? Baba reminded us of we being the holiest from beginning, middle and end. In the beginning we are the holiest because we are with Baba there in Paramdham. In Paramdham, as souls in our pure form. Whoever is the pure, of course, we are pure according to percentage, according to the efforts that we make. We are in our complete form, but the purest soul will be nearer Baba. Right? Even in Paramdham, we see that branch, this tree, inverted tree. The purest souls will be nearer Baba, and the others will be, and we are the purest souls because we are Baba's children. So we are the holiest there, and also in golden age. We are the holiest because the reason Baba gave, why are we holiest in golden and silver ages? Because the soul is pure and also the body is pure. Because the five elements are pure, the body is made up of five elements, and body is pure and the soul is pure. We are in the purest form in golden and silver ages. And also Baba said that we are in the pure family path there. The family path is also very pure in golden age, and our purity is much, much, much more deeper than just celibacy. Right? So Baba reminded us that what are the levels actually in one of the Avyakt Muralis on purity. Baba mentioned about 8 levels of purity. So we'll just mention those. When we go from outside to internal, right? The first and foremost purity that Baba says is a purity in our relationships and contacts. Baba mentioned about this in yesterday's Murli as well. Purity in our relationships and contacts. Of course, there is celibacy in that, and also purity in the sense seeing each other as souls. Right? In relationship, there is no manipulation, there is no upheaval, there is no negativity there. So relationship and contacts, purity. And the second level of purity is the body. Body is also, we have to purify the body as well, right? So we need to keep the body clean. Of course, Baba has given us maryadas of taking bath whenever, you know, we go to the washroom. And then also purity of food. Sattvic food is also very much needed. That is also that also enhances our purity. So this is the level of body. And the third level is purity in our deeds, in our actions. In our actions, anything, no manipulation or any actions which is very authentic, very honest, very pure, very sincere, nothing inside, one thing inside and one thing outside, then that is not as purity, that is not honesty, that is not purity, right? Of course, we need to be yukt sometimes, but then whatever is in the heart has to be. It's not that, okay, I think something negative, but on the face, I'm smiling. It's not that. So in our deeds, and also very clear in our finances. That in deeds, everything, all these things come. And the fourth level of purity, Baba spoke of words. Purity in words. Not hurting through words, people. That hurting others is also impurity. Of course, there has to be a balance of, you know, truth and manners in words, actually. Because when we are more concerned about manners, or then what we would say, we don't have that courage to speak the truth. Right? If something wrong is happening, I don't have the courage to speak truth because I'll feel, oh, that person will get hurt. So that is diplomacy. Right? And if I am very truthful and don't have manners, so then I'll be very harsh. Whatever I'm saying is truth, na? Whether that person will get hurt or not, doesn't matter. I want to speak truth. So that's also not right. Of course, we have to speak the truth. We have to see the circumstances. We have to see the condition of the person. We have to see the time, everything, and then speak the truth. And also, truth can be very sweet also. Not just like Baba gives us the true knowledge. Right? He speaks the truth, but he's not harsh. Right? So purity in words has to be there. And the next level of purity is purity of thoughts and feelings. Purity of in thoughts and feelings, of course, not having any negative thoughts, wasteful thoughts, thoughts of hurting others, thoughts, any negative and waste is considered as to be a impure thought, and feelings as well. And sixth level is going subtler, okay? From outside, the much more subtle thing. After thoughts is drishti. Our drishti, our vision has to be pure. And that's why here Baba always emphasizes of exchanging drishti. We have to purify our drishti, right? So when we have that soul consciousness drishti, that is the purest form. But people don't understand outside people. They say, okay, they can't, both husband and wife can't live together and be pure. But here Baba completely changed the consciousness, completely changes the vision, the drishti, right? Looking at each other as souls. And the maximum energy is, you know, goes through drishti. And that's why here, whenever we meet any seniors, whenever we meet Baba, it is always we take drishti. Because energy flow is maximum through drishti. And if it's negative, the maximum energy flow of negativity also is through drishti. And that's why whenever we see yogis, how are the eyes of yogis? How are the eyes of yogis? Very still, very stable. It's not wandering here and there. Right? It's very stable because they are focused. Right? And they are always introverted. And that's the reason through their eyes we can make out that yes, they are yogis. Very stable, very still and introverted. And the seventh level of purity is vritti, attitude. My intentions. Whatever actions I perform, whatever I do, what is my intention behind my action? Right? Even if I do seva, is it because I want popularity, I want recognition, or is it genuinely that I want to do Baba's service? Right? The purer the intention is, the result is more, is maximum. And the last level, in yesterday's Murali also Baba said, what is the ultimate deeper level of purity? Dreams. Sometimes, you know, we get such dreams, we don't understand, even after so much of efforts, even after so many years of tapasya, sometimes when we get wasteful dreams, so then it's like coming from the subconscious mind, it's coming from my sanskaras. So that is a deeper level of my purity that we can make out. Yes, so all these are the eight levels of purity that we need to practice, we need to do in this birth so that we become the holiest in the entire kalpa, in the entire cycle, right? And then Baba spoke of we being the highest, right? And we are the highest in what way? What way? We are the highest in what way? Yeah, we stay with Baba. Actually, highest in terms of position also. We are having a highest position. Because my father is the Almighty Authority. That's why my position in Paramdham is also nearer God, near to Baba. And also Baba said, in the middle, during Copper Age onwards, we have the highest role. Of course, in Golden and Silver Ages, we are pure, we are complete, we have the highest roles, each one of us, because we are complete in ourselves. But then, in the middle, in Copper Age onwards, Baba said that, what did Baba say? Yeah, we are worship worthy souls, and we are worshipped in different ways, and our worship is according to the system. You know, in a very systematic way, we are worshipped. And also, sometimes, you know, I think that whether we don't know or not where each of our temple is there. Do you know where your temple is? Dilwara temple, each one's separate. Each one would have separate temple, right? But okay, whether we have a temple or not, where it is, we don't know. But at least we can visualize the devotees coming and fulfilling their wishes. But also, from Copper Age onwards, Baba's children play hero roles. During the entire Kalpa, of course, in Golden and Silver Age, obviously we are deities. But then from Copper Age onwards as well, we play hero roles in all the three areas of the society. In one of the Murali's Baba has spoken about this, right? In the political area, in the political area, in the science area, and the religion area. In all these areas, we play a very important role. Sometimes we might be scientists, sometimes we would be philosophers giving messages to the society, showing a path, maybe not a religious leader as such, because we don't establish any religions, right? Baba's children don't establish any religions, but then we maybe philosophers showing path to the people, and also politicians, means not the Kalyugi Iron Age politicians, but then in the area of kings and queens and waging war and all those things, in a very established position in the field of administration. We can't say a political area, but administration, right? So in all these three areas, all Baba's children play a very important role in helping the society, helping the souls. So we play very prominent roles. We have the highest role in the entire Kalpa. In those terms, Baba was saying yesterday that yes, in the beginning, middle and end, we play the highest role. We are the highest. And thirdly, Baba was saying about richest. We souls are richest as well. And what are our treasures? What are treasures? Treasures are very imperishable treasures. Spiritual treasures we have. Of course, we have physical treasures also. Whatever we need, we have. Right? Maybe, might be we won't be having too much, but at least whatever we need, we are having. But spiritual treasures, Baba spoke of 5 spiritual treasures. What are those 5 treasures Baba spoke of? Knowledge. First is knowledge, right? Knowledge, power, virtues, elevated thoughts and time. This elevated time that we are in, these are the 5 treasures that Baba has given us. So we have to accumulate more and more. And there is no lock and key on these treasure stores. Right? It's open 24/7. Whenever we can go and accumulate these treasures. Right? So how are we going to accumulate these treasures? Yeah, we'll come to that. But these, each one of these treasures, how are we going to accumulate? First is the treasure store of knowledge. Understanding knowledge deeply, not on the superficial way, but understanding knowledge deeply and applying that knowledge in my actions. Because this Baba's knowledge is not just to listen and say, yes, it's very good, it's very good, it's very good, right? It's something for our inculcation to apply that in our day-to-day life. The more we apply, more we accumulate this treasure of knowledge. And secondly, the treasure of powers. When we experience those powers, sometimes, you know, we don't have that courage to do, but then we emerge that power. Yes, Baba, you are with me. I have that courage. Let me go and do it. Let me go in. Internally, I'm not natural. Sometimes we don't get that power naturally, but we are struggling inside. Sometimes, you know, maybe I don't have tolerance power, but then I'm with the help of Baba, I'm trying to increase my power to tolerate. Or sometimes I don't have the courage to do something, but then I'm struggling and take that courage, step of courage to move ahead. So the more we use those powers, it increases. It's there with us. Baba has given those powers to us in inheritance. But then, if we don't use it, we don't increase it. Just like muscle power, the more we use the muscles, it becomes much more stronger. If we have weapons, but we are not using those weapons, what will happen? At the time of war, when we try to use those weapons, it will not work. It will be rusted, or you know, it will be in a bad condition and it won't be used. It can't be used. So these powers have to be utilized every day, not every day, but often when the situation arises, when we use it very frequently, then we increase those powers, and gradually those powers become natural in us. And those are converted into virtues. Powers are converted into virtues, and virtues are those which are very natural within us. Right? So when we increase the power, the treasure store of powers, gradually the virtues will also increase, because powers are translated into virtues. And fourth treasure Baba spoke of is elevated thoughts. Baba gave a very beautiful technique to increase the power of thought, elevate the power of thought, controlling power and ruling power. And give some work, keep your mind busy, Baba said. Right? The more busy we keep, it becomes more powerful. So we have to give some task to the mind. Mama always used to keep her mind very busy. You know, Mama used to say, I keep my mind busy. I don't have any time to look at others or look at the outer world. My world is Baba and Baba's children. That's it. So when we keep our mind busy, give it some task all the time, and then we can make our thoughts elevated. And the fifth treasure Baba spoke of is the time. Yeah, the confluence age is such an elevated time that we need to use it in a proper way, and also we need to be aware of how elevated it is always. Sometimes we take it very casually. So these imperishable treasures, how are we going to increase these imperishable treasures? Through increasing the remembrance of Baba. Right? So Baba gave us a very beautiful technique to how are we going to strengthen our remembrance, is through experiencing different relationships with Baba. Because where there is relationship, feelings are connected. Without relationship, feelings cannot be connected. Right? And wherever the feelings are, the thoughts would automatically go. So as an ordinary human being, when we look at ourselves, look at our mind, where does the mind go throughout the day? Where does the mind go throughout the day? What are the thoughts that are created throughout the day? About my own body? About my health? What I'm supposed to eat? About my own self? My relationship? My people, whomever I'm connected to? Maybe closer relationship or further, whom I'm connected to, I remember them, I think of them, and the things that I'm connected to, right? The house, the things, or whatever things. So this is our world here, only these three things: myself, people, and things, right? So, but when we make this as Baba, when we involve Baba into this world, then Baba becomes everything. So we should not be separating, oh, Baba is God. Some people, you know, even here when they come, even after coming to the center for so many years and learning meditation and everything, they use one word, your Baba. It's not your Baba, each one's Baba, right? It's not my Baba. It's not, you know, each one has to feel, each one of us have to feel, yes, Baba is mine, right? It's not, okay, it's not just early in the morning, Amrit Vela, I remember Baba, Murali, I remember Baba, and after throughout the day, it's a separate life, No. We are yogis throughout the day, not just morning yogis. Right? We are yogis throughout the day, no matter what clothes we wear. Okay, in the morning for Murli, maybe we are wearing white clothes, but for when we go for work, we have to change our clothes. Maybe we are wearing color clothes, but then internally my thoughts, my feelings, my remembrance, everything is Baba, is connected to Baba, right? So internally we are yogis. Na? So throughout the day, we are yogis, not just yogis for hours, right? So when I involve Baba, when I allow Baba into my world, that's what Baba said, I and mine, you transform that. Whenever you say I, the soul, don't independently say just I, but add this word, I, the soul, I am a soul. And if we can take it further, that I'm not just a soul, but I'm a pure soul, I'm a powerful soul. You know, involving that self-respect point really helps us. And also reminds us of who we really are. Right? We have to remember the self-respect points. All of a sudden, if I say, who are you? What is the answer that comes up in your mind? No, as Baba's children, what type of a soul are you? What are you? Just soul. What is the self-respect point that comes up on your mind? Pure soul? Peaceful soul? Master Almighty? Master Almighty Authority? World Benefactor? Beautiful soul? Beautiful flower. What comes? See, we have a long list, but nothing is coming up in the mind, right? What else? Lighthouse, might house. Loveful soul. Self-sovereign soul. Master Almighty over. Master Almighty Authority is over. Any other self-respect point you have got? Knowledgeful, successful soul, knowledgeful soul, ancestor soul, victorious soul. Master Sarva Shaktivan is Master Almighty Authority. Shiv Shakti. See, all of a sudden, you know, it doesn't come up. It has to come one after the other. It has to be like, yes, I'm aware of all these things. Watch your soul. Happy soul. Merciful soul. Yeah. So whenever we sit in meditation, at least if we remember few of the self-respect points, then it gives us intoxication. If I just remember, I am a soul sparkling in the middle of my forehead. Baba is also a point of light, is the ocean. It's so dry, right? So in order to fill in that intoxication, we need to have those self-respect points. And we have a book here, but it's in Hindi. We are about to translate that. It's in the Spark. You know, the Spark department, they have created this beautiful book of Swaman, of self-respect points. And do you know how many points are there in this book? 108? Can you give me a number? It's 570 self-respect points are there. Yeah. Yeah, if you can read Hindi, you can understand Hindi, you can pick this book from Spark. But soon we are trying to translate that and provide. The name of the book is Swaman Maniyon Ki Mala. So please pick one book if you understand Hindi, but otherwise we'll definitely translate that in English, and this will really help in your meditation to improve your yoga with Baba. Right? So one is self-respect point, and another thing that Baba spoke of is relationship and who is mine. Right? Baba is mine, and different relationships Baba spoke of. Of course, there are seven relationships and other relationships also, but mainly Baba always speaks of three relationships: father, teacher and Sadguru. From father we get the sustenance and also power and authority and recognition. From father we get the inheritance from father, and teacher we get the wisdom, we get knowledge, and which is a source of income, right? And from Sadguru we get blessings and also purity, right? So these are the three powers that the soul needs the most. When I try to inculcate these three powers, you know, power, wisdom and purity, power, knowledge and purity, all others come gradually. Happiness, peace, bliss, love, all these are soft powers. These are, when I start to experience this, you know, these three powers especially, then gradually other virtues and powers we can experience automatically. That's why Baba always emphasizes on father, teacher and Sadguru. So I need to connect with Baba with these relationship constantly, and then I can strengthen that relationship with Baba. It's not just, okay, Shivaba, the Almighty Authority, but Baba is my father. And deeply experiencing that relationship. What is it that Baba, what does it that mean to you? Baba is my father. Shivaba is my father. Right? Going into the feeling of it. Not just repeating in the mind, oh, Shivaba is my father. No. Going into the feeling that yes, Baba being my father, what is he giving me? What is he providing me? How is he giving the sustenance to me? Right? Going into the depth of the feeling. I always suggest, don't shift from one point to another very quickly. Go into the depth of it. Okay, for at least for 5, 10, 15 minutes. Just sit with that thought that Baba is my father. And what are the feelings that comes up in your mind is very much important. Because if we shift very frequently, then we are not going to the depth, and then the experience is halfway through. Right? So, at least, and no need to extend it to too long also. If I say, okay, for half an hour, I'm going to sit with this relationship. I want to experience this relationship for half an hour, then we get bored. So we need to see our own capacity. When is it that I'm getting bored or mind is wandering? Then I shift. Right? So then we can make meditation very interesting. Yeah, these three relationships especially Baba spoke of. And also thirdly, Baba said, if you want to increase yoga, remember attainments. Now sometimes the relationship, you know, for some people it doesn't work. You know, is really Baba my father? Is Baba really taking care of me? Is Baba... Sometimes, you know, sometimes yes, we get that connection. Sometimes that connection is not there. So then attainments really work. When we are really vulnerable, you know, when we are going through a rough patch, rough times, that when the connection is not really good with Baba, so the best way to remember Baba is remembering my attainments. How am I going to remember my attainments? So every time, every child, Baba has given beautiful experiences. There's no single Baba's child where Baba has not given an experience. Right? Once I remember, in Harmony Hall, it was like March, I think, towards the end of the season. All double foreigners were there and it was Thursday. And Mohini Didi was offering bhog that day. I was not in a very good mood. I was very, you know, so sad because something had happened and, you know, I was not in a very good state of mind. And then Baba gave a very beautiful message that day. Baba said, okay, sometimes your, you know, state of mind would go down, but at that time, remember your childhood days. The childhood days of your Brahmin life. You know, during the childhood days of Brahmin life, we are usually intoxicated, and Baba gives us beautiful experiences at that time because we're exploring new knowledge, we're exploring new points of knowledge, and you know, different things we are exploring. We're intoxicated, and Baba gives us beautiful experiences at that time. Right? So Baba said, remember your childhood days. And each one of Baba's child has these beautiful experiences. So and that day, I sat down and wrote down all my attainments. What is it that Baba has given me throughout my Brahmin life? And the beautiful experiences that Baba has given me. So within half an hour, I was okay and then very happy. Right? So Baba gives us the technique, but we have to use those techniques in a proper way. So remembering our attainments is very much important. So these are three things through which we can empower, we can make our yoga powerful. One is Soman, I, the consciousness of I, being aware of my own self-respect points. Secondly, my relationship with Baba, deepening my emotions, deepening my feelings of those particular relationship with Baba. Secondly, thirdly is remembering the attainments. Right? And fourthly, Baba said, applying dots. Right? When we apply dots, then all our attainments will increase our accumulation. We can increase our accumulation. And this is a birthright, Baba said. Right? And applying three dots, what are the three dots that Baba spoke of? I am a point of light. Baba is a point of light. These two are very easy to experience, right? I am a point of light. Baba is a point of light. We know. And we always have this practice and experience, but then applying dot drama. Yeah, that's a big challenge, right? So we need to practice that. Yes, whatever's happened, full stop, move ahead. Full stop, move ahead. You know, then we save the energy of thoughts so much that whatever is not connected to me, whatever is not relevant to me, so just ignore. I don't have to see what others are doing, what others are thinking, what others are talking about me. You know, just ignore. It is not connected. Just ignore and just focus. If I have to come in first division, if I have to score high marks, if I have to win the race, then like horses. Horses have what? Those blinds, right? So just have to put those blinds and just focus on what I need to do. That's it. Yeah. And also not, you know, just on my own karma, my own actions. What is it that I can do now? What is my role? Instead of that, if I think of, oh, I didn't get this, I want that, I want this position, I want this seva, I want this. No. whatever role that Baba has given me, let me play that role accurately. This saves lots of energy. Right? No waste thoughts. This is a role that Baba has given me. Let me do it accurately. Instead of that, if I think of other things, we are wasting a lot of energy there. So applying three dots is very much important to improve the accumulation. And then Baba said, okay, these are the ways you can accumulate. Then now, how are you going to check your how much you have accumulated? How are you going to check? Because we don't have a physical checkbook, right? Physical bank balance, passbook. Every banks have that passbook. We know how much money is there in my account. But here it's a subtle account here. I can't know how much I've accumulated, right? Contentment. Contentment. Baba spoke of contentment because the more treasure stores I'm filling in, when I become complete, then there's contentment. So whatever actions I perform, whatever service I do, I have to be content. The person with whom I'm doing that action, that person has to be contented. Right? So that's a big exam test paper for us. Okay, I'm content, but can I keep others content? You know, okay, Baba has given us little bit margin. 95%, if you get, you are first class. You come in first class. So 5% of margin is there. But 95% of the people have to be content with me. Right? So that's a benchmark that we can see how. And also, secondly, Baba spoke of happiness. We have to maintain our happiness. If that, you know, attainment goes down, then happiness also vanishes. So Baba said, happiness is our health, happiness is our wealth, and also happiness, right? So whenever we bless anyone, what do we say? May you be healthy, wealthy, happy. We always bless that, right? May you be healthy, wealthy, happy. So Baba says, happiness is your health because it is a very good tonic. Khushi jaisa khuraak nahi. You know, it's a very good tonic and also it's a very good treasure store. So it's both. It gives health because when we are happy, our health improves. When we are happy, our treasures, because when I'm happy, I can give happiness to others. When I share happiness with others, it increases. Before reaching others, it comes in me. I experience happiness, so it increases in me as well. Right? Repeating Swama, not only repeating, but experiencing it. It's not like a mantra, because if we just repeat like a mantra, if we don't experience, then it's nothing, right? If I say, okay, I'm Master Almighty Authority, I'm Trikal Darshi, and that, it's just a mantra. But having that Swaman, and then sitting with that, experiencing it for a while, until I'm satisfied with that, and then moving on to others would really help us, right? And and the easiest way is give happiness to others. When we are not in a mood to meditate, when we are not in a mood to do anything else, just keep others happy. Giving happiness to others increases happiness in our own self, right? So these were the things that Baba spoke of in yesterday's Murli, and along with that, with the Gujarat group, Baba spoke of two points. We have to check three accounts, Baba said. What are the three accounts that we have to check? Anyone remember? What are the three accounts that we need to check? How much accumulation that we are doing? What are the three accounts of accumulation that we need to check? One is that how much we are accumulating through our efforts, spiritual efforts that we are making, how much we are accumulating. Secondly, how much charity, how much contentment that we are, how much we are making others content. Because by making others content, we are accumulating the accumulation of charity, punya. Charity, we are accumulating that. And thirdly, so through the service, through our words and thoughts, our relationship in our service, how much happiness that we are giving in our service, that we need to see. So when we have to check these three accounts, Baba said. And also increase the power of mind, increase the ruling power and controlling power. This is a basic thing that we need to do now. Increasing controlling power and ruling power. Whenever mind tries to wander, bring it back, focus it on my Swaman, self-respect point. And ruling power is being a self-sovereign. I'm controlling my mind and intellect. I'm controlling my mind and intellect. And lastly, double foreigners. What did Baba say tell you? Yeah, Baba is happy to see everyone. And double foreigners, yes. Special, right? Double foreigners. In what way are you double foreigners? In what way are you double foreigners? Yeah, our real home is Paramdham, right? So we have left. This is the foreign land that we are staying in. But Bharat is a foreign land for us also. Because our real home is Paramdham. And away from Bharat is also being away from home. Right? So that's why Baba calls all the people who are away from Bharat double foreigners. Yes, Indians are also foreigners, but single foreigners. Single foreigners, but they are double foreigners. Right? Yes, and double foreigners have to do double service. Double service, service physically and also mansa seva, mental, to the mind, service to the mind. Yes, so beautiful. Murli, yes, yeah, Baba is my world. So that's what I said. No, when I involve Baba, when I allow Baba into my world, then it becomes much more easier to have that connection with Baba. So now you have 1.5 hours, so you can plan accordingly. What you want to experience in this 1.5 hours of meditation, right? Being the holiest, highest and richest, and also experiencing different relationships with Baba, remembering the self-respect points, and remembering different relationships, experiencing different relationships with Baba, attainments, and also experiencing attainments. Yeah. So whatever we have heard yesterday and revised now, we'll experience it in meditation. Om Shanti.